Okay, well, let me just say it's the 26th of October, 1971, as Paul Cummings talking to Alexander Calder at Pearl's Gallery. Could we talk for a minute about Stevens Institute?
Yeah.
And how did you decide to go to that particular school?
Well, we were in San Francisco. My father was head of the sculpture at the exposition in 1915. And he was coming back to New York, and thought he would have to be sent there. But he, found the engineer. I wanted to be an engineer because some guy I rather liked was going to be a mechanical engineer. That's all there.
Oh, I see.
And so my father asked the chief engineer of the construction, what would be a good school? And he said Stevens, right in New York. So that's where we got there.
That's how he got to Stevens. Well, were there any instructors there, professors that were particularly important or that you remember at this point?
Oh, I remember them. Most of them had some sort of private practice, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy named Hazeltine who was prominent in the early stages of radio.
Mm-hmm.
But he made a machine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there was a guy named Pond, he's a chemist, and he had been in an explosion, so every time he got irritated, he started to weep.
Oh, dear.
But he'd get up and walk around his desk, and his answers were too bad. There's a student there in the chemistry test. He was way up back. There are about 15 rows of seats. Mm-hmm. Everybody took chemistry lecture at the same time. And so the Pond would lean over some bubbling retort and do this and say, yes, that's chloroform or something. And the guy in the back seat says, well, how do we know what is chloroform or not? Various things like that.
What was there about engineering that attracted you at that point? What interested you?
Well, I always liked to make objects.
Mm-hmm.
I made them for my sister's doll.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. And I liked working. And I thought engineering was in a line.
A way to make things and do things. But you didn't have interest in traditional sculpture the way your family had, though, did you?
No. No, I accepted everything my father did. Quite good.
But you never had it.
Well, I can't remember whether I had any choice of them or not, but I don't think so.
Well, after Stevens, you worked as an engineer then,
For 4 years. Well, it was a very modest job most of the time.
You decided to leave that. Why? Did you find it not as interesting as you had thought?
Or? Well, I ended up, after about 4 years, in a logging camp in Washington, State of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were up on the hilltop, or not quite on the hilltop, but I saw three snow-capped mountains here, and I asked my mother to send me some paint, so I painted that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I got 3 points all on the my mother didn't like it very much. I think she kept a goldfish bowl on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been able to find it.
Well, so then you came back to New York and started going to the Art Students League, right?
Yeah.
Was there any reason why you picked the Art Students League?